So you are the class agent. Can you first kind of give me an overview, like summary of what's going on with these complaints?
In 2010, I filed a class complaint on issues related to women and reprisal, having to do with selection and promotion opportunities and those career-forming opportunities that help you advance and get promotions in, within the organization. So activities that were going to prevent someone from getting promoted were things like giving individuals false performance evaluations, giving trumped up types of disciplinary actions, and things to make women look as if they're not good candidates for career-enhancing opportunities in the organization and into leadership positions.
Mm-hmm. How many employees are involved at this point?
We filed the complaint against Region 5, which is the state of California. There are about 18 units. That includes National Forest. And there's approximately 5,000 employees in the region. Mm-hmm. Of that 5,000, about 1,500 are women. That includes administrative types of positions.
So you filed the class complaint a couple years ago?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
What's the status of it now?
Well, currently we're trying to show that we're A class. So we have the certification process where we have to demonstrate that we are a class complaint and we have a commonality with one another in our complaints, that there's something similar in our complaints, there's a similar policy that's impacting our ability to advance, or there's a policy that is preventing us from receiving those career-enhancing opportunities. We're at that point, and we're going through discovery right now, and we haven't really progressed all that far yet into the process. We're in the early stages of it.
What, I guess, is like the ultimate goal? Like, what do you hope comes of this?
Well, the ultimate goal that we were hoping would be that we'd start changing some of the policies and practices within Region 5 and maybe even in the Forest Service. That would be that we would start looking at how selections are being made, how the process is for making recommendations and then the authorities for who's selecting and looking then at the workforce composition and trying to have some sort of balance with the civilian workforce, because the Department of Labor keeps track of the workforce numbers for civilian workforce. That's how they define it, civilian and then federal. So the civilian workforce, women represent in these fields that we're in the Forest Service, 46%. And currently, with in administrative types of administrative support types of jobs included, women represent 31%. If you drop the administrative positions, then you're looking at varying numbers based on units between 19% to 30-something percent, with the regional office being like the really shining star in the region as far as hiring of women. I think the proportion is actually greater at the regional office in Vallejo. But the forests are still areas where we once had parity with the workforce through Bernardi Consent Decree, which was back in the 70s and in the 80s, and they were obligated to get those numbers up And now 20 years have passed from the Bernardi Consent Decree, and our numbers are way down once again.
And there's kind of like the more intangible element, which is like the culture at these various workplaces, especially if it's like a male-dominated place and it's you're one or one of a few females there. You know, how do you overcome sexism, which may have been part of that work culture for decades and decades? I mean, is that just a matter of more training you think the U.S. Forest Service needs to do? Or
no, I don't think it's more training. I think it's actually lead by example.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been receiving quite a bit of training, and it maybe what Lisa would say is that, you know, the training is inadequate, and I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
However, this isn't like rocket science. My feeling is that, you know, you treat people with respect. You include people into the workforce and accept their presence on a team as being a partner with you on a team, because our work is done in teams, and we're players, and many of us have years and years and years of experience, and we should be treated with that level of, you know, we have knowledge about what we're, you know, the land base. And so, you know, we're talking about cultural change. A part of it, I see, are just very subtle things. Giving someone the regard that, oh, that is a good idea. That is something we need to incorporate into this project. If the employees, the rank and file type employees, see leadership giving respect to the women, their experience, their skills, their ideas, and their knowledge, it will naturally start, I believe, getting turned around, and then you're going to still have those outlier individuals, that 10% that are going to be doing wildly inappropriate things, you know, violence or in all sorts of really poor behavior that should not be in the federal workforce.